Now, Nietzsche also speaks of self-overcoming in terms of what he calls giving style to one's character. He complains that most people's characters have no particular style. And by giving style to one's character, he means not accepting oneself ready-made, just as you come from the factory. Certainly not accepting yourself as badly made or half-made, as incomplete. By this sort of attitude, he means an attitude of treating one's life and one's character as so much raw material. Usually we think, well, here we are, with such and such character, such and such temperament, such and such characteristics, qualities, and what can I do about it? We think this is something given. We're landed with it for the rest of our lives. If we, for instance, have a tendency to get angry quickly, well, that's that. We're landed with that for life. If by nature we're very sensitive, we're landed with that for life. If we're shy, we're landed with that for life. Just as we're landed with being tall or being short or fat or thin, healthy or unhealthy, and so on. But Nietzsche says, no. As you are now, as you've been handed to yourself by your parents and so on, your education, your general social conditioning, educational conditioning, this is not the finished product. This is just the raw material. This is where you begin. This is where you start. So Nietzsche says, in effect, that one should work upon oneself, create oneself, like a work of art. Just as you can get a great lump of clay, all heavy and sticky and stodgy, and you can get your fingers into it, get your hands into it, and start shaping it into something. In the same way, he says, you must behave with your own character, with yourself. Just see yourself as this untidy, shapeless, dough-like mass. That's you. And just, as you were, get your fingers, get your hands into yourself, and start shaping yourself. Don't think that you're landed with this sort of mass, this sort of stodgy, dough-like stuff or heap forever, indefinitely. This is what you start with. This is your raw material. So give shape, give style, he says, to your own life, to your own character. Make something of yourself. Produce yourself like producing a work of art. Just knock yourself into shape. Slap yourself, if you like, into shape, but make something shapely. Don't be satisfied with yourselves as you are. And in this connection, in connection with this whole idea of giving style to one's character, Nietzsche is very fond of mentioning the great example of Goethe, the great German poet and dramatist and novelist and thinker and scientist and mystic. Nietzsche admired Goethe very much, and he admired him most of all for this particular quality. If we read Goethe's life, if we read his conversations, we see that Goethe all the time was trying to make something of himself. He was trying to work upon himself, just like he might work upon a poem or a drama or a novel or a scientific treatise, making himself better and clearer and more perfect and more balanced. This is what Goethe was trying to do through the whole of his long life, more than 80 years. And he succeeded. So that when Napoleon, the great Napoleon, saw Goethe for the first time, what did he say quite spontaneously when he was confronted by Goethe? And Goethe, after all, politically was nobody. He was just an ex-minister of a little tiny state in Germany, and there was Napoleon, the conqueror of Europe. But when Napoleon saw Goethe, well, Goethe wasn't impressed by Napoleon particularly, but Napoleon exclaimed of Goethe, "Look, there's a man." A very simple explanation, or exclamation, but full of meaning. "Look, there's a man." And this is what Goethe had made of himself, from this sort of bundle of passions and ideas. And as a young man, he was very, very turbulent and very wild indeed. Quite a rake, we are told. But from this rather unpromising raw material, he made of himself a man in the fullest and truest sense. So Nietzsche refers to Goethe. He admires Goethe for this particular quality of giving style to his character.